Good day, dear ones. In today's devotional, I want to continue to talk about how to make it through a storm successfully. And today, I want to encourage you to make God bigger than your storm in your heart. And you might wonder, how can I say something like that? Isn't God bigger than anything there is? And absolutely. In reality, God is always a million times bigger than any problem or storm we might ever face. But the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So even though God in reality is always bigger than your problems, if your problems become bigger than God in your heart, that is what you will experience. And a good example of that is found in Matthew chapter 14, from verse 28 to 30. And here is where Jesus walked on water and where he invited Peter to do the same. And we read from verse 28, when Peter called to him, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of a boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. Now, while they were walking on water here, there was a big storm. So they were walking on top of a storm. They were really overcoming a storm. And Jesus was bigger than the storm by walking on top of it. And Peter experienced the same while he looked at Jesus. But then the Bible says in verse 30, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted." Now you see, Jesus was still bigger than the storm here. Even when Peter started to sink, Jesus was still walking on top of it. So when you start to sink into your problems by focusing on them, the good news is Jesus is still walking on top of it. He's always bigger than your problems. But see, when Peter started to make the storm, the wind and the waves and the problems were bigger in his own heart by focusing on it, he started to sink into them. That is why it's so important that we make God bigger than the storm in our own hearts, that we exalt him and magnify him. And we do that by focusing on him, by keeping our eyes on him, and by looking to his promises found in his word. Whatever we focus on, we magnify in our lives. And we also need to praise God, and that will help us to focus on him and to magnify him. And the result will be, he will be bigger, not only in reality, but also in our hearts. You know, currently there are a lot of things that are happening. People are getting very fearful and stressful and affected with the lockdown and the virus and all the things that are happening. But we need to be very diligent in always making God bigger than our problems. Always making God bigger than what's happening around us. You know, I also take note of what's happening. I also read news reports and all of that. But many people will say, "Well, I've just listened to the radio and I've just read the news and I am just terrified of what's happening." And we need to make sure that we don't focus so much on that, that we make that bigger than God in our hearts. Remember, God is still bigger, but it's important that he's also bigger in our own hearts. So make sure you focus on him, make sure you listen to good teaching, make sure you spend time in his word and you meditate on his promises. And as you do, you'll magnify him, will become bigger in your own heart too, and you'll experience what Jesus did when he was walking on top of the water, by overcoming problems and making it through a storm successfully. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.